Hello, Florian here.
Hallo, Christoph hier.
Hi, Christoph.
Na, sind wir jetzt die einzigen bis jetzt?
Momentan ja. Momentan sind wir
Okay.
die einzigen beiden.
Okay. Danke für die Erinnerungen, die du rumgeschickt hast. Wie immer sehr
Ja.
hilfreich.
Gerne, gerne. Wahrscheinlich mache ich das so lange, bis der Rhythmus sich eingependelt hat und wir ihn dann ändern.
Ja, mach mal.
Gucken wir mal. So ein paar Sachen auf die Agenda geklatscht. Viel stand jetzt nicht drauf. Hallo,
Hallo, it's
Florian
Michael.
hier. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hallo, Christoph and Florian.
Hallo.
Hi, Italo, Florian hier.
Hi, Andre joined.
Hi, Andre.
Hi,
Hi,
André.
Florian.
Hello, good evening. This is Thorsten.
Hi.
Thorsten, do we know why Kendi's box, tinderbox is full of fluff? And
yes,
or whether we can.
That got enable debug enabled, which causes somewhat larger binaries. But I think Petr has resurrected that to some working state.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you. Sorry, random technical whatever.
So, as usual, let's just wait 2 more minutes or so and then let's start. We had nothing on the agenda. I just quickly grabbed my mailbox and checked what was cooking at the moment and added it to the agenda. But to me, it's in no way binding. So if you have any specific topics, we can also talk about these, of course.
I have only one comment to Michael document that he has just shared. I have a problem on the Friday afternoon because I have to. I'm supposed to speak in 2 different places at the same time.
Oh, wonderful!
And I'm still, I am developing this feature, but I'm debugging it so that.
oh dear! Well, I'm sorry about that, Italo. Did you spot anyone else that was doubled up or not? Is it just you?
No, no.
You're the special one.
No, I've just took myself, of course. That was just checked. And at 3 o'clock, I'm supposed to speak in the open space about the community. And
yes. So, as a punishment for being awkward, Italo, how about getting up early in the morning and speaking at 10:30 instead?
No, that's not a problem.
Perfect.
You know that it was just, you know, amazed by the fact that you thought I could be ubiquitous.
You are very talented, Italo, you know, so.
I try, but, you know, this is really.
A bit much. For those who are missing the context here and aren't on the papers list, we have a conference schedule that looks reasonably final.
Yeah, by the way, Michael, I think that's. We need the press room on Friday morning free because that's supposed to have a press meeting that was not put on the schedule, but with a French journalist, we are supposed to have a meeting with a French journalist, and so that was probably the reason why the room was empty.
But how long do you want that for?
4 o'clock, that's the problem.
How long do you want that for? An hour or not?
Charles speaking.
Charles!
Hi, Charles.
Hello, Michael.
We had Italo in speaking in two places at once in the near final program I just sent, and it turns out you want lots of time in the morning to brief press people. Is that right, Charles?
You're talking about Friday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it is up to Italo. If Italo tells me we only need one morning, you know, let's do that.
So a couple of hours, Italo?
Yeah, that. I mean, it's supposed we have talked. It's supposed to for the journalist a couple of hours. I think is okay. So, but I can move at 4 o'clock. You know about media relations. It's supposed just to be a kind of summary of what we have done during the first year. So it's not a real. It's simple and it should last less than 1 hour. That one is media relation at TDF. It's just a kind
yes,
of...
Yes, I'll just move you off the lunch. That's fine. The other thing was, Charles, the LibreOffice Online talk, do you want that to be after the press briefing then?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. I'll just...
no problem. I'm just spoiling the party now. first and famous question, who is volunteering to take notes?
I have 20 emails to send for this conference, so I think I'll pass today.
Yeah, I cannot because I'm on my iPhone and it's really a problem. I don't have a keyboard.
So if sufficient short notes are okay, then I can volunteer, but might take some time.
No problem, would be good.
Okay.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hello, guys. This is Olivier speaking.
Hi.
Hi, Olivier.
Hi.
Okay.
So foundation status update.
Exactly. That's one of the... I think most reoccurring items that we ever had. So I don't know what I told last time. Basically, not that much new. We have all the documents ready. That means the statutes, the so-called certificate for founding, plus the budget. And we have all the documents sent to the lawyer. So he's officially contracted now. We signed the contract. And didn't hear anything back from him. I dropped him an email just today, maybe try to call him this week. So nothing new from my side. Now, at the moment, everything is at the lawyer, and it's up to him to approach the authorities, which hopefully will happen pretty soon. So that's my status at the moment. Didn't hear from back from him yet. But definitely need to poke him so things are happening. In a nutshell, not that much to do from our side at the moment, despite the elections that have already started, and that is a action item number 4 on the agenda. So, any questions to that, except when will we see the foundation finally incorporated, which I can answer. Anyone else currently in contact with our lawyer? Anybody else heard something from him, maybe?
From whom?
Sorry?
From whom?
From our lawyer.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I have a question, Florian.
Yeah.
I have a question. This is Olivier speaking. Are we going to do the election after the foundation is officially inaugurated, or are we going to extend the steering committee mandate to get the foundation ready?
I think last time, and anybody please correct me if I'm wrong, I think last call we agreed that as soon as the elections are done, the currently existing steering committee will be replaced with the board of directors, but still without a foundation, the board of directors cannot legally represent anything because it's still the German Association. So the elected board of directors will have that title but have no real legal powers, just like the steering committee hasn't legal powers at the moment. And our bylaws and statutes foresee that the service term, so term of duty for the directors is 1 year. That means for the first board of directors it will be a bit longer. They will first replace the currently existing steering committee, and as soon as the foundation exists, the 1 year term will start.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. May I add another point about the elections? It's the idea to do the elections before we officially inaugurate the foundation, so that the foundation then will start with a really elected board of directors. That's the basic idea.
Yeah.
So that we can put the names of the board members to the foundation contract or whatever that is.
Yeah. Maybe a few words on the legal process again to make it clear. It would be legally the German association founding the foundation. And legally, the founder is the one naming the first board of directors. And what we will do is that we could basically set in place anyone we want because we are the founder. And what we will do is that we will respect, of course, the vote that has happened. And it's pretty sure that the board of directors has been already elected when the foundation will be set up and then will be named in the founding certificate, and then they will be in place from day one, so to say. Then the 1 year term will run. So in a nutshell, the first board of directors will have 1 year being legally representing the foundation and maybe, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 months replacing the current steering committee. Any other questions on that topic?
Nope.
Okay, then maybe a brief report from our Hackfest that we had in Munich. Anybody wants to jump in? Maybe Thorsten or someone who also attended?
Yes, of course. Let me say, that's more like a personal statement here. I just loved it. It was just a blast to be there. I was blown away by how many people and how many capable people were able to gather. So we had something like 35 people around there. It was even a bit more than this one big room could accommodate. So we were kind of splitting out groups to another room and had the kind of lobby with drinks and food where people were sitting and debating issues like user experience problems or whatnot. Yes, it was just an awesome place. Also from the Munich people that were hosting us there, and they more or less immediately said that on the last day that they liked it as well, and they would be quite willing to host a similar event around the same time next year. So I would be all for that. In terms of what was done, there is a nice list, if I find that, of achievements in the wiki. So ranging from filter improvements to setting up some code review system, lots of bug fixing here and there. Some build time improvements. I was actually very happy to see the Munich people finally getting license questions sorted out, so that we now can commit or have already committed patches that they had locally there for their some 8,000 seats. Also some other German people that I haven't yet seen doing any hacking, so that they were mostly doing user support and stuff, all of a sudden started to hack on stuff, presumably for quite a while, and coming up with a nice patch for adding calc functions for those bit poking stuff. Yeah, it was all around just great.
Cool. So, have we written up a summary of it, Torsten, with Bubbly's pictures and, you know...
pending.
Pending.
I think, Italo, did you want to block something you said during the Hackfest, or am I mistaken?
Brilliant.
Yeah, I would have liked, but unfortunately I have a huge amount of work to do, and so I'm not going to do that very soon. Actually, I cannot write about hacking achievement because I'm... I was looking at others. So that's I don't know what the hell they've done there. But
so to be frank, I kind of have the same problem. Like loads of stuff on my plate this week. I was kind of trying to delegate that to Bubbly, but without too much. Let's see.
Actually, yeah. We received an invitation by the people in Bolzano to have an access there as well. The invitation is for November, and I think it's really difficult as we have the conference just 1 month before. And I wanted to reply asking if it would be possible to have the event in springtime. Then I'll keep you informed, of course. Unfortunately, I don't think we have any acres in Italy, but Bolzano is easily available from Munich, easy reach from Munich, and actually there is very good beer there as well.
I have to confirm this. It's called Bolton beer, and it's probably the best red beer, in red brown, in between, that I've ever drunk in my life. It's absolutely stunning.
I can add the Bolzano, which would be a very special kind of pasta.
Okay. Do you mind to cook some pasta here in a Hackfest in Brazil?
No problem.
No problem. So I'll send you an invitation.
Actually, I had the best pasta cooking performance of my life in Brazil, where I cooked for 150 people.
Okay, so I have two more questions, if I may. One is, have we said officially... I mean, so one of the reasons for writing the blog would be to say officially thank you to Munich.
Yeah,
sure.
Because clearly it's important to thank them. And we had another sponsor as well, didn't we? I forget who it was.
Yeah, the folks from DBI. Yeah.
But it would be really nice to give them some publicity, and it went really well, and these companies did good. I mean, they gave us real cash, right?
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, even they started to hack.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get a few German comments translated, if nothing else, in Munich.
Well, you know, for all this, with those known hackers, it was quite boring, so they had to start to hack.
Oh, it wasn't quite boring. I consider myself a non-developer too, so
oh.
Also found lots of stuff to hack on, so really.
So, yeah.
No, I propose that just one of us makes a start in the blog and then can publish the draft, and anyone who knows some details can enhance the blog post then.
The other last question is, how did this compare with previous Hackfest under the beloved Sam Oracle regime?
Well, there was only one previous Hackfest, which was last year in Hamburg, which was a bit under the shadows of the recent announcement of the TDF. So, I mean, this one was clearly much better, but I'm hard-pressed how much of that is due to the fact that we now have a pretty much established community and versus the state last year, where lots of Oracle folks were attending, which was nice, but of course the whole There were some bad vibes, of course, there. So,
Okay.
Hmm. Anyway, I plan to have some Hamburg event in spring here at the same venue. So, and with the recent news around, yeah, should be much better.
Okay, then switching back to some foundation topic. Since one of the things that Thorsten and I hacked during the Hackfest on was a bit the talked about at least was the elections. Maybe Andre, can you, Andre and Thorsten, can you probably sum up where we currently stand in terms of the timelines and in terms of the technical system for voting?
Well, in general, let's start with the timeline. Simon announced that the time for candidates is now opened, so we can receive nominations. We did a last session of the membership committee on Monday, where we processed all the applications that came in until last Friday, I think, because we wanted to freeze the application time, and all those came in before that deadline we processed. So we will update the membership list. Friedrich will do this. He wanted to do this yesterday. I'm not sure if he already done, but he will send notification.
Yeah, it's done as far as I can tell.
It's done, yeah. Okay, so
probably someone should verify that or double check, but at least see if he added people.
I can check this today. I think it's not a problem. Well, we wanted to have the a dedicated mailing list for the nominations. Florian, is this already set up?
I'm still missing the addresses. I think you're talking about the list of or mailing list for all members of TDF, right?
Not of all members. We also told that we will have a mailing list where to send the applications for the board of director election. So I'll check this and send you a notification about it.
Just one second. I think I forwarded this Elias. Let me quickly check. I think it was in Simon's announcement, and I just forwarded it to the current membership committee. Elections.documentfoundation.org, I think you
yeah,
mean.
Yeah, correct. Okay, so this is a forward to the membership committee list.
Exactly. If you send an email there, the membership committee will get the mail.
Okay, so there's no nomination yet.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
We can have a very small board. I think it's eBay
problem.
Sniping strategy that has ruined us all, you know? When exactly is the deadline?
September 30th, I think.
Yeah, but the millisecond, I'm thinking. You know, what?
We have quite some time.
I think it's always in, midnight UTC, if that's what you wanted to know.
Great. I'll get my atomic clock out and, you know. Yeah, we should probably sign up. But, I mean, several people suggested to me that they were going to do that. I don't know why they haven't.
Well, we will see. I'd say if we don't have any nominations after 1 week, we should really urge for it.
Yes. Are you standing,
at the moment,
Andre?
I see no problem. Me?
Or are you going to stick with the membership committee?
I'm personally rather stick with the membership committee.
Fair enough. So, okay.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, if anybody already wants to talk about it, is anybody sure that he's going to run for a BOD seat? I mean, it's not binding, but just out of interest.
So the thought was that from SUSE, we would encourage myself, Thorsten, and Andrash to run.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we understand there's only two seats, you never know who's popular. Probably not me. So let's see. That was our thoughts.
Anyone else from this round already sure or nearly sure he's going to run?
No, I'm going to.
I'm wondering about that myself, but you know, I'm not sure. I don't want to sound ominously definitive here.
Hmm. Yeah, I think I'm gonna run too for a beauty seat.
Good man. I'll vote for you. Excellent.
Okay, so just in terms of numbers, we also talked at the Hackfest, and I think it's just a gut feeling we might have about 5, 6, 7 people at the moment, from those who we know, of course. There might be others who want to run. Just as a reminder, we need 10 people in total, 7 BOD seat holders and 3 deputies. So in a nutshell, at the moment, it doesn't look like we will be swamped with nominations, at least from the people we know. I know from someone from Germany, he didn't make it public yet, so I won't raise the name, but someone is also interested in running for the BOD seat, as far as I know. So 5, 6, 7 people at the moment we should have who would like to run. Okay. Then, as far as I know, Torsten, technically the system should be working. At least you have the host and the software. So
yes, technically it's working. I need to push. I had planned to do that last night, but didn't get to that. Need to upload the final member list to the database. And then there's a bit of time to tweak artwork and whatnot. It's like I had a test run with the system, so it works. You can vote. It's
did you win, Torsten? That's the real question. or is there a bug whereby you can sometimes not win? You know, if you
Well, of course, we should have some. The MC should perform some official validation of the system before
we start.
But technically it's good. Visually it could be a bit better, but getting there.
Just a quick question, since Andrew talked about the mailing list. I recall that Simon asked for a mailing list of all TDS members. Anybody recalls for what purpose?
Well, I don't think there was an explicit purpose, but I think it's valid. The request is really valid, so that we have
a way to remind people to vote.
But just like the Apache way.
Yeah, plus one.
No, I think it's valid to have all the members on a list where they can be sure that only the members discuss, so that we, if there are some issues relevant for the TDF as a legal entity, so that people can be sure that they address the correct people.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. Incidentally, when we discussed this in a surreal meeting in Barcelona 5 years ago, the resident community expert was suggested that it was worth not mailing people to tell them to vote, because otherwise they would vote or something. I assume we're past that kind of madness, and we will remind people.
You mean, is your question is, do you want to mail Lewis and ask him to vote?
No, I want to mail members and ask them to vote.
So should that list be closed, or should it be posting for members only but archives for everyone? What is the rationale behind it?
Let's start with a closed list, discussed among the members if it should stay closed, and then...
Sounds good to me.
Okay, then I would like to put that, administering that list, in the responsibility of the membership committee, because you have the addresses. I can set up the list and configure it, and you then can feed the list with the recipients.
Yeah, okay.
That would be good.
Florian?
Yeah?
Sorry, I missed the mailing list outcome for the BOD election. So I've noted that you're the having that on the to-do, but maybe I missed one or two sentences.
Actually, there is this Elias Elections Document Foundation.org where people can nominate others or themselves. And that email address is forwarded to the current mailing list, private mailing list for the membership committee.
Great. Thanks.
Oh, and by the way, talking about email, it's not on the agenda, but you recall that we were planning to give out the LibreOffice.org mail forwarders. that is currently interrupted due to a vacation of the admin colleague who is working on that, but basically we have the sponsoring from the Heinlein folks from Berlin. The system looks rather good, and Robert, the admin, is already in contact with the membership committee on how we can write a little API to automatically generate a mailbox for the members. And we will even be able to, or we were even asked to, not give out mail forwarders, but rather, if people want, give them real mailboxes. So any TDF member can have a fully featured mailbox with POP3, IMAP, and so on. Robert will be back from vacation in, I think, 1 or 2 weeks. 1 week, I think. And then we hopefully can continue working on that. And maybe
What is the cost of that, Florian?
Nothing.
In terms
it's
of,
a sponsoring.
You know, what's the cost in terms of gigabytes? Nothing. Okay. Oh,
no, it's all on their systems. We technically we attach the MX record to their system. They are providing email hosting as a service for the customers, and there's a nice web interface where we configure and reset passwords and the like. And they also have an XML API where we can, from the membership management software that we need to write, can automatically generate the mailboxes.
Great.
So that's basically done. It just needs to be implemented. And I need to check if we need to sign a contract, a sponsorship contract. If that's the case, I would like to wait until the foundation is in place and not, in order to not put too much burden on the German association. But technically, we are nearly ready. So it works. We have the sponsorship. So we just need to configure the MX record and go on setting up mailboxes. But that just is a side note. Okay, one extra I'm actually, I think, already talked about. One outcome from the hackfest by I think, Andras and Miklas, where we have an API documentation online now at api.libreoffice.org. That's, as far as understood, automatically created from the source code. I think it's a great reference because the API documentation is one of the things currently hosted on the not-so-reliable anymore OOO website.
Little addition to that, it is not automatically updated. You didn't say that, but just to make that clear, that someone every once in a while needs to run an update on that.
Okay. And it's already, thanks to Erich, linked on our website. Okay. Then actually three more things. Let's start with number 8. That's a short update on the extension website. I just said the website is a bit unreliable at the moment, so it is for the extension website. Andreas Mantke from the German community has put great efforts in coming up with a extension website, a template website where people can upload their own extensions and templates and the like, with categories and search and all you need. It's nearly finished. We have added the legal disclaimer that has been proposed by Torsten and a bit refined on the Discuss mailing list, and we now have embedded the virus scanning that's unfortunately a bit required by law, but that's working as well. So I just wait for final feedback from Andreas, and I plan to announce a public beta test of that via press release on maybe Monday, hoping that we can then also get our own extensions repository. And if it is working and we don't have too many issues, I will reconfigure our web server so that the integrated link in LibreOffice will point to the new extension website and not to the FSF wiki anymore. So we're independent also from the OO infrastructure. Because for templates, we at the moment use the template services OpenOffice.org, which is not really reliable anymore. So far to that. Then I only have two more action items about the LibreOffice conference. I would postpone the discussion about the call for papers for next year, probably to the next call. But maybe in general, Charles, can you maybe just give a rough overview on where we stand? I understood that the final program is nearly finished.
It is nearly finished. In fact, we had it pretty much figured out ever since 2 or 3 days now. Michael and I have gotten all crazy about styles and cultures today. So, by the way, thank you, Michael, for your patience. We have it. Now, the big thing is how we actually going to present it on the website, because what we have now is a spreadsheet. We don't have an HTML thing. So now it's pretty much a matter of shoving it to Silverstripe.
Okay.
And announcing it, of course.
Then put the PDF side next to it, at least for now. Persuading Silverstripe to do what you want is quite a challenge, as you probably know.
Yeah.
I have a question, Charles.
Yeah?
About the funding for people to attend to LibreOffice conference.
Yes.
Do we have a decision on that? Do we have a... criteria.
No, in fact, you're absolutely right. Right now I can more or less say that the real answer is the conference committee, but perhaps it can be done by the SC. We need to have maybe not a call. Well, we can have a call perhaps next week. We just need to approve the funding. The reimbursement, rather. So it still hasn't been done. I have not seen anything really problematic, to be frank, so far.
Okay, thank you. I plan to attend, but I would like to have some help because we don't have any funds anymore in Brazil for that.
I registered your request, so it seems reasonable to me. So.
Okay, thanks.
Charles, can we knock up a spreadsheet with all of those requests in them, and particularly the journalists that we would like?
Yeah, so far as in terms of journalists, we only have one. So.
Okay, I have a quote from another couple. Another one, and I'll pick another.
Enlighten me, please. Things tend to be a little bit odd. I didn't know it was working that way. It seems that for this journalist, but perhaps also for others, evidently, we need to actually pay them in advance. That is, we need to pay everything for them. It's not even a matter of reimbursement.
Okay.
I found it unusual.
I doubt that's true for my contact, but we'll see.
Okay.
Okay, I guess for the conference, when it comes to names of people, we should have a private call afterwards, maybe, to respect the privacy. Is there anything left for the public part of the call?
Yes, sorry. And I suspect you've all read Ian Lynch's request with respect to the use of the logo. And some of us already expressed themselves in the steering discuss list. So perhaps it might be good if we... Do we have a quorum, by the way?
I don't think so at the mailing list. Because
no, but in the call.
Right now.
I thought here in the call, yes, we should have.
Do you think this is a good idea if perhaps we vote on this so that the matter gets properly expedited?
So could you please rephrase what's being voted on? Sorry for that.
Okay. So Ian Lynch request, and the proposed answer would be that we agree to his proposal as long as the logo being used is the LibreOffice logo without the TDF subline.
I don't think he even needs our approval for that, so sure.
Yeah.
So without this TDF subline, I think he's free to use.
Yeah, I think so too.
So do we need to explicitly vote on that? Because if we do that, then maybe we have to vote, or the BOD will vote on these issues next time. Otherwise, the question is if the Dragnet policy is unclear.
I don't think it's unclear, because I think it was Andre who made that suggestion on the list saying, well, you know, it will be without the TTF line.
Yeah, so formally, the request by IAN might be covered by the current policy. So reading the policy, he is free to use the LibreOffice logo,
yeah,
just to refer to our software so that his certification works well with our software. But as also the policy says, if you are uncertain, if your case is covered by the policy, so ask, and we will then have a decision on this. So as he asked, I would say we should have a vote on this.
Okay, sorry, then.
Let me quickly jump in. I would not vote on this. Now it gets a bit complicated. We can agree in this call that we all think that the trademark policy covers it. The difference is, to my understanding, a legal one. We have a trademark policy that is basically a license that a trademark grant that people can refer to, and that's valid for anybody who reads and who wants to use the mark, just like anybody who uses LibreOffice and is happy to accept the LGPL rules can use the software and derive freedoms from it. I would not explicitly vote on the case because legally would then be probably handled a bit different. I would prefer if we could point Ian to the trademark agreement, because otherwise this could be an explicit grant that we make, and I would like to refrain from that. We can fairly well tell him the steering committee sees that this fits the trademark policy, and based on the trademark policy he can use the mark, but I would not say the steering committee voted on that and we allow you to use the mark, because it makes a slight difference.
Okay, I tend to agree, but anyway, there is the option to have an explicit vote for the use of the trademark.
Okay,
this must be clear. So
let me quickly see what we have. Sorry for being so picky about that. It's just a bit of a gut feeling.
Actually, I think you do have a point. Go on. Go ahead.
Just what do we have in the trademark policy? I only see that if you have questions, you can ask this legal at TDF Allies. Do we have? Let me search for the word vote or decision. I don't find it here. My point is that if we agree on this specific case, it would be an individual grant that we make, and if later on we change the trademark policy, this individual grant might not be affected by a changed trademark policy. That's what I want to avoid, that we have many individual grants over a generalized trademark policy.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree on this. So I would go with your suggestion that we tell Ian we see that it's in line with our trademark policy, and so he's allowed to use it without explicit vote. But
yeah,
I would to come back to the point if we, in general, can have explicit trademark grants or not, but for later.
Yeah, I think in general we can, but if a case is clearly covered by the trademark policy, we shouldn't do.
Okay.
That's my point.
So for the minutes, I wrote... Andre, decision of Ian Lynch requests the use of the LibreOffice logo without the TDF subline. Then I linked to your mail. Everybody agreed that the LibreOffice trademark policy covers that. This is no official SC vote because of legal reasons, or legal issues, or whatever. Okay. I take that to be in line with what I wrote. You can change it later.
Perfect. And just in case, if Ian would have still issues, then of course you can have a vote on that. But my general rule would be, if anything is covered by the trademark policy, don't explicitly vote on that. Rather, if the trademark policy is unclear, change it. And only for the cases that are exceptions, we should have individual votes. and also somewhere track them, just to have a legal track record. Okay. Anything else? The agenda is over?
Just update on the membership list. So I checked the membership list at the website is the current list. So all updates from Monday are in.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I can see, Friedrich also informed the individual members that the only thing I'm missing currently is the mail that Sophie used to send to the steering committee list. So just that the whole community is informed who are our new members. So I can ask Friedrich to send this, or I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
May I suggest that you do it? I think there's a public holiday in Switzerland tomorrow.
Hey, it's holiday. Why am I not in Switzerland anymore?
there's a holiday that is not in Bavaria? Wow. Quite uncommon. Okay, I propose we have a private call, especially with regards to the conference sponsorship names afterwards, because we shouldn't probably mention the names in public. I recall there's one discussion about a visa that we maybe should shortly discuss about. Anything else for the private call? For the public call?
No.
Then the next public call would be on Saturday next week, which would be, let me check, September the 17th, if I'm not mistaken. And, of
I
course, we have...
I won't be available that day.
No.
I don't think so. I might, actually, but I'm not sure.
Okay. And then I propose we move into a private call right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, folks. See you in a few minutes.
Hello, Florian, is there Florian?
Yeah?
Is there a PIN number to get the private call?
Yeah. Are you?
To you. Yeah. What is this?
Yes.
We will send that to you. Who else is on the line? Antoine.
Me is still here.
Do you mind sending PIN to Olivier?
I'll email it to Olivier. You can receive email at the moment, Olivier?
Yes, I am on Skype.
Ah, okay, just let me quickly see. My Skype is sometimes doing very weird things. Do I see you? I'll drop you an email. I'll drop you an email to your TDF address.
Okay.
Okay, email sent. Okay, then hear you in a few minutes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.